Chapter 4. Understanding GPT Models in ChatGPT. In this chapter, comparing three models in ChatGPT. Understanding the difference the upgrades make. Creating plans to leverage the models. Grasping the importance of extended prompts. ChatGPT's models have evolved quickly. The research model using GPT-3 was released in November 2022 for public training and testing. By January 2023, OpenAI was quietly rolling out an upgrade, GPT-3.5, a more stable version and the precursor for GPT-4, which was released in March 2023. In this chapter, you learn about these models and how each affects ChatGPT's performance. Summarizing model progress. As of this writing, ChatGPT defaults to GPT-3.5, but ChatGPT Plus users can choose from any of the models listed in the pull-down menu at the top center of the user interface, as shown in Figure 4-1. Essentially, GPT-3.5 is an early and partial manifestation of GPT-4 before it was fully trained. OpenAI used Chat-3.5 to further develop several specialized systems, including ChatGPT. The incremental rollout of GPT-3.5 was immediately useful to users and developers through its increased stability, better performance, and significant cost cuts for developers. GPT-3.5 is better than GPT-3 in a number of ways, but the two most prevalent are increased alignment with user intentions and more refined controls on toxic or biased content. GPT-3.5 is less likely to offend or hallucinate and more stable overall. GPT-4 is the long-awaited and much-ballyhooed full version release of this latest in the GPT series of models. While the jump between GPT-2 and GPT-3 was bigger and more impressive, the jump between GPT-3 and GPT-4 is more significant, useful, and notable, mainly because GPT-4 is a high-powered, more stable, and safer model. Public interest in GPT-4 was high before its release in March 2023. ChatGPT has cycled through three model versions in a mere 4 months since the freebie research model became publicly available. That in itself is a remarkable achievement. Comparing GPT-4 to earlier ChatGPT models. GPT-4, the latest version to power ChatGPT, is a multimodal model, which means this large language model, LLM, can work with images and text in the prompt, but its responses are rendered solely as text. ChatGPT 3.5 can only use text in prompts and in responses. ChatGPT 4 also uses more computations on much larger databases than its predecessors. Image interpretation is a unique AI skill, often referred to as computer vision or machine vision, a nod of recognition of AI's progression towards more human-like qualities, in this case the inclusion of sight as an input source. With this skill, AI is not just analyzing or matching images, but also extracting data from them as a human would. For example, a person can look at a receipt and immediately understand the exact cost of that transaction, or calculate an appropriate tip, or both. Similarly, AI can use image inputs to extract the data needed to perform face recognition, read content in the image, find evidence in the image of a crime scene, or spot a health condition in an X-ray film. Thus, an AI model that can use images as an input is a very big deal. It's not a skill that earlier forms of AI could typically master. Even so, you might wonder why it's notable now, given that multimodal models already exist. After all, OpenAI's own DALL-E 2 is multimodal, with prompts that can be comprised of alphanumeric text, images, or both. Plus, DALL-E 2 outputs images. Does this mean it's using a better multimodal model than ChatGPT? The answer is no. DALL-E 2 uses the same GPT models as ChatGPT. But the GPT-4 model enhances DALL-E 2 with a greater creativity, more realism in image creation and editing, and far better resolution. DALL-E is an image generator, and DALL-E 2 remains an image generator, but with a far more powerful engine. By comparison, ChatGPT was previously a single modality system, designed for only alphanumeric prompts. Now that ChatGPT uses the GPT-4 model, it has been adapted to be multimodal, meaning it can now accept images in its prompts. However, ChatGPT is a text generator and remains a text generator, with a few impressive upgrades courtesy of the new GPT-4 model. These upgrades and capabilities surpass the capabilities of earlier AI systems. For example, GPT-4 can interpret images, explain visual humor, and base its reasoning on visual input. Expanding the types of input enables the model to do more complex tasks and deeper, more refined analyses. In short, ChatGPT-4 has enhanced problem-solving, creative superpowers for an AI model, and a mind-blowing massive general knowledge base. It's the largest of the large language models to date. However, as mentioned, ChatGPT-4 can't output images. It generates text only, just like earlier ChatGPT models, but with more depth in its considerations of your input and expectations. Choosing ChatGPT models. ChatGPT gives you the option of selecting the model you want to use, as shown in Figure 4-2 in the print and ebook versions of the book. Given that ChatGPT-4 can't generate images, if you don't have any images to add to the prompt, do you still need ChatGPT-4? Or could you just stick with an earlier version and proceed as usual? The answer depends on what you're doing with ChatGPT and what you expect or need from it. If higher performance is important, reliability measures place the GPT-4 model well ahead of GPT-3 and GPT-3.5. For example, GPT-4 scores alongside the top 10% of humans taking a simulated bar exam. By comparison, GPT-3.5 scored with the bottom 10%. And that's not the only human-to-AI comparative test in which GPT-4 has rated high. Figure 4-3 shows a list of academic and professional exams with GPT-4 scores, compiled from OpenAI's GPT-4 technical report, which you can find at cdn.openai.com/papers/gpt-4.pdf. GPT-4 performs better because it is better trained. It is built on GPT-3's training, including lessons learned from the ChatGPT research model, and is further aligned with user intention by OpenAI's adversarial testing program. The result is a powerful, more stable, and higher-performance large language model with multimodal input capabilities. Multimodality is a rising trend in AI research. Two examples of competing multimodal models are Microsoft's recently released Cosmos One and Google's recently released Palm language model. But ChatGPT-4 and other multimodal models also carry greater and new risks, given their increased capability and the tremendous scale of their training. OpenAI has taken significant steps to make ChatGPT-4 safer, But safer is a relative term and not a guarantee of anything one might consider to be unquestionably safe. I say this not to diminish OpenAI's work in installing significant safety measures, but to make sure your expectations are reasonable and you know to proceed with caution. Determine what level of risk acceptance is comfortable for you, and then take any additional steps as necessary. Precautionary steps should include routinely editing and fact-checking ChatGPT responses. But you might want to take additional steps, such as consulting an attorney before accepting or implementing ChatGPT responses to legal questions or legal documents it has created for you. Consult a physician before accepting medical advice from a ChatGPT response regarding a correct and safe treatment, and so forth. Compared to earlier models, ChatGPT-4 has a far greater capacity for reasoning and better regulated guardrails that tend to keep the model from shying away from questions unnecessarily or boldly offending. Those are reasons enough to use the newer model, even if you have neither the need nor the desire to add images to the prompt. But this is not to say that ChatGPT 3.5 or ChatGPT 3 are obsolete. These models are magnificent technological accomplishments and among the largest of large language models. Both continue to work well in many use cases. Either can be a good choice for several reasons, including if you're on the ChatGPT 4 waitlist or facing a traffic-jammed queue for ChatGPT 4 access. None of these models is an AI lightweight. Understand the model differences and choose according to your needs and preferences. Your ChatGPT chat history follows you from model to model, unless you clear it, so you don't need to worry about losing any of your earlier work if you trade up, subject to storage and token limits. However, most users will elect to use GPT-4 or whatever subsequent new model arises, either to intentionally benefit from the upgrade or as a consequence of the product's default setting. Learning about GPT-4 advancements. Of all the advancements in the GPT-4 model, the one that is the most important and relevant in terms of overall performance is predictability. The model produces outputs that AI human trainers can predict. Predictability is not a strong suit in previous ChatGPT versions. Being able to predict outputs is essential in determining an AI model's reliability and accuracy. For example, if the machine, be it a simple calculator or a generative AI model, is presented with the problem of 2 plus 5, and solves it for the answer 7 every time, the machine is 100% accurate and reliable for that calculation. However, if it answers 7 only half the time and answers with random numbers the other half of the time, it is not considered sufficiently reliable, even though it gets the answer correct 50% of the time. OpenAI researchers were able to accurately predict at least some of GPT-4's performance, which is a major achievement in AI development. To get to that enviable point, OpenAI researchers spent the past 2 years rebuilding their entire deep learning stack and co-designing a supercomputer with Microsoft, as described in Chapter 2. They used this method also to produce the GPT 3.5 upgrade, which OpenAI explains was a first test run of the GPT-4 model to work out the bugs and improve its foundations. The company released GPT-4's text input capabilities via ChatGPT and the API. OpenAI collaborated with a partner, Be My Eyes, to aid with the image input capability via the virtual volunteer tool, which Be My Eyes used GPT-4 to build. It's a real-world realization of the classic idiom, one hand washes the other, and both wash the face. As a recap of ChatGPT model performance measures, consider the comparative ratings with state-of-the-art SOTA models in Figure 4-4. Adjusting to GPT-4's limitations. GPT-4 also has limitations. It can still hallucinate, that is, deliver information as facts that are not facts and make reasoning errors accordingly. Even so, the frequency of hallucinatory events is greatly decreased. GPT-4 consistently scores 40% higher than GPT-3.5 on OpenAI's internal adversarial factuality evaluations, battling AI models that test each other's results. Think of it as a very fast adversarial fact-checking. GPT-4 is blind to current events and information, given its data age is cut off at September 2021. In other words, its database is largely comprised of data scraped from the internet up until that date and has not been updated as of this writing. For ChatGPT-4, which is built on GPT-4, to consider recent data or data not available on the internet, you must enter that data in the prompt, use a specialized plugin such as Wolfram or Zapier, and use the browsing plugin to connect ChatGPT-4 to the live internet. GPT-4 is highly confident in its answers. However, it doesn't always double-check its work for errors, so it can hallucinate. Be highly confident of an answer that is provably wrong. Risks common to all AI models are increased by virtue of GPT-4's increase in scalability. A reference to the sheer size of the database, model parameters, and number of users. However, these risks are known, and OpenAI lessens their effect in GPT-4 through the addition of several safety properties and model-level interventions. It can still be manipulated to behave badly, but OpenAI is steadily working to make this much harder to do with each new iteration. OpenAI uses OpenAI evals, which is the framework for creating and running benchmarks for evaluating AI models such as GPT-4. OpenAI recently open-sourced their framework to enable crowdsourcing and sharing of benchmarks to produce more reliable AI models through better testing and training. Users should take care to fact-check outputs by any ChatGPT model. But this extra step isn't so different from checking your own work or someone else's prior to publishing or moving to production, now is it? As of this writing, OpenAI has not made entering images in the prompt an available option for the public. This feature is currently being tested by select users and developers. There is a developer waitlist for the API in anticipation of a future rollout date.